The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps. Be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Many say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, I'd like to offer my as well as the condolences of the other priests for Ralph and Cynthia, for this very difficult moment in your life. So our condolences to both of you, as well as the grandparents, as well as the relatives. We're suffering with you, and we offer our suffering with you as we place our suffering on the altar. We'd have to say this, though, to give you consolation. Funeral masses we have in the parish, but how often do you have five priests celebrating this funeral mass for you and your son? What that means is not simply Father Victor is the celebrant, but you've got five masses offered for Adam right now, so that is unique, very unique. So that should give you a lot of consolation. One of my favorite writers is a writer and author that both Cynthia and Ralph know pretty well. It's Fulton Sheen, Venerable Fulton Sheen. There's a story in the life of Fulton Sheen because he was ahead of the propagation of the faith, which would be the missionary work of the church. And he visited an island where there were lepers. And there was a woman leper, and the leprosy had eaten away her hands, her arms, her feet, and her legs. And Fulton Sheen said he never saw a woman with greater joy that radiated, because she said, "But there is a resurrection. There is a resurrection. There is a resurrection." And that's the same thing I'd like to communicate to both of you, that there is a resurrection, that we believe as followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that when we celebrate the funeral mass, we always celebrate, in a certain sense, the life of Christ, his passion, death, and resurrection. So we believe that Adam died physically, but we really believe and hope and trust that his physical death is not the end of his life, but rather we believe firmly in the resurrection, very firmly. And it's normal for both of you, as well as your relatives, to offer your tears, your sorrow, your pains. It's normal to be able to weep and just offer, make sure you offer your tears to God in the Mass. Place them on the altar. And I invite you during this time to have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sometimes we forget that Mary lost through death the two that she loved most. Mary lost Saint Joseph. Exactly when and how he died, we don't know, but Saint Joseph died and Mary suffered so much at the loss of Saint Joseph. And Jesus suffered at the loss of his father too. But also, Mary lost her only son like you. So there's a real identification, I think, between Mary and Cynthia and Ralph, because you only had one son. Mary only had one son. And she witnessed the crucifixion and death of her son. But she also, we believe in the exercises, that Mary was the first one to see the risen Jesus from the tomb. So the intense suffering of Mary was superseded by her great joy. And I believe also that you will experience amidst your suffering the glimmer of joy because we believe in the resurrection. All right, all of us who knew Adam, basically we loved Adam. For a young man that was 27 years, only 27, very rarely do we meet someone with such a noble character as your son. Such a noble character as your son. There's so many beautiful things that can be said, and one of the reasons why is because he has excellent parents. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by chance. The fact that he had such excellent parents, that's why he was such a noble son, and he collaborated with grace also. Among the many things that we can say of Adam was this. Number one is, over the past few years, the work of Adam has been basically helping elderly people. Father Dave, who I admire so much, who did the vigil last night, he was right next to Father Antolini for 3 years. Day and night, being deprived of sleep, making so many sacrifices, and we as oblate priests are so thankful for Father Dave that gave such a beautiful example. In a certain sense, Adam was doing the same thing. He was there helping these elderly people. Two of them died. He was working with a third. As well as the sons and relatives were very thankful for Adam, who would take these elderly people out on the shore and walk with them and talk and stories and jokes and all those beautiful things. In a society in which the elderly too often are pushed aside as less important. Right now I'm suffering a little bit because my mother's health is declining right now. She's 91 years of age, so I'm kind of going through suffering now. But myself and my brothers and the nurse were trying to give my mom the best, to give her the best. So Adam was able to give these elderly the best, as Father Dave was able to give Father Antolina the best. So one message is, my friends, we have to do all we can to help the elderly, the sick, the handicapped. Those are the precious gems of Jesus Christ. So thank you very much for instilling in your son so much love, especially for the elderly. What a beautiful gift. Number two is that Adam also, he loved the church. He loved the Mass. He loved to serve. And one of the beautiful attributes is that he really believed in the importance of Mass and the importance of silence and reverence for the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in which many places the Mass is not respected as it should be. The most sublime prayer in the world is the Mass, and Adam knew that. And he was helped to train the altar servers. He just loved to be in church. He loved to be in Mass. And now we have him with us. Third thing I'd like to say is that Adam, before he died, said this, "Well, I'm going to go to purgatory." In a certain sense, what humility. What humility. So, we hope and we trust that Adam is in heaven. That's our prayer and our trust. And we have many of you wonderful people were here last night praying for Adam. But I don't think Adam would like me to say that he's in heaven now. We hope he is. But we have no right to canonize him. So I invite all of you. I told Cynthia and Ralph that I would start a novena for him. I actually started last night because I had a private Mass, so I prayed for him last night. So I'm offering a novena for Cynthia and Ralph and Adam. I started last night. And I'd invite all of you people to do the same thing. Novena, Spanish novena, means 9 days. 9 days in which you can offer maybe your communion, you can maybe offer your Mass, you can maybe offer a rosary, maybe you can divide into various families, starting tonight, and pray the rosary in the chapel of the Divine Mercy for Adam. So I offer my condolences to Ralph and Cynthia, and I'd like to close with a story that I mentioned last night when I was talking with Ralph and Cynthia. Invite all of you, if you can, to watch the movie Courageous. Okay, if you speak Spanish, Hombres Valientes, okay? Courageous. Please see that movie. It's done by a Christian group who make wonderful films. And it's a story of 4 policemen who are converted to Christ. And the chief policeman, his name is Adam. Okay? But what happens to Adam is he's got a son, teenage son named Derek, and he's got a daughter who's about 11 years old. And they allow the daughter to go to a birthday party. But what happens is the girl is in an accident with a drunk driver. By the time Adam and his wife go to the hospital, the daughter has already passed away. Shortly after that, you see Adam in the home, the room of the pastor. And the pastor says this, "Adam, how are you feeling?" And Adam says, "I think I'm losing my faith, Pastor. I think I'm losing my faith." And the pastor says this, "Adam, you've got 2 options. To complain for the time that you didn't have your daughter, or give thanks for the time that you had your daughter." And I'd like to invite you to reflect upon that. Okay? You shouldn't be saying, "What if, what if, what if." That comes from the devil. What if, what if, what if. That's going to cast you into desolation. Not what if, but rather, thank God for those wonderful 27 years that you had such a noble son. We trust that in time when God calls us, we will be with Adam, praising the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all eternity. So may God bless you and God bless all of you. And we trust that one day all of us will praise the Trinity in heaven with your son Adam. Amen.